Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. That's right, man. It is Sunday. It is Sunday, and you know what that means. We are coming at you live from everybody's favorite borough in North Carolina. That's Hillsboro. We're here in 97.9 The Hill. But that's not where we're at today. Today, we are in lovely downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro, sitting on the bench on King Street, right outside Lloyd's Pharmacy, an iconic Hillsboro location. Lloyd's Pharmacy, it's been there 200 years. Some of the things on the shelf are actually 200 years old. When people were going there for the vaccine, they weren't getting COVID vaccine. They were getting smallpox vaccine right there on the shelves. Lloyd's Pharmacy, and we're out here on the bench. It's me, Eric Pruitt, crime writer and bartender at Yonder, joined as always with my partner in crime, Alexis Bravos, bartender and massage therapist. How are you doing?
I'm gonna get canceled for that one. I am very well. I am very well, and I'm glad we're here today, sitting outside the pharmacy right next door to Yonder Bar, where we both work.
We spend so much time in there, we thought we would step outside and see the rest of the world, so we're on the bench. So stop by and see us if you want to hang out.
We're there right now.
We're there right now. Hey there. Hey, look, there's Matt. Here comes Matt Hughes. Quick, pretend like we're talking. Pretend like we're talking.
Don't look up.
Yep. Hey, Matt. All right. Nice dog. Hey, yeah, everybody's walking their dogs today. It's great. This is the day before Independence Day.
Yeah, I'll pick up your dog droppings.
Please, man. And but yeah, today, did we have a theme for today, Alexis?
Well, Eric, today the theme is friends. We do not have a guest today.
Because we have no friends.
Exactly. We only know each other. So what we thought, you know, we've had a few shows in the can already. And if y'all have been listening, you might wonder who we are, because we've introduced ourselves, but we haven't really talked about ourselves at all. And if you don't come into Yonder Bar all the time, then you have no idea who we are. So we thought we'd tell y'all.
Yeah, we've been answering some of the mail that y'all have been sending us in. We've been getting a lot, like this one here. Who the hell do y'all think y'all are? And then there's...
And P.S., what gives you the right?
There's this one. What gives you the right to tell us how to live our lives? Well, we're going to answer that on this episode. And then, of course, this one. Who are you and why do I have to listen to you? Well, the answer to all of that is coming up in this episode that we've titled Friends, which is oddly enough, you know, we are coming up on 1 year since you and I have become friends. 1 year ago, I normally, when I come to the stop, to the intersections, I normally don't read the signs that the hobos are holding. But I'm glad I did, because that one day it said, single mother looking for work, please help. And ever since then, you've been in my life.
That is incredible, not only because it's true, but because when I was driving here today, I was thinking about things I wanted to ask you. And my intro for you was going to be, I've known you since I met you when you were homeless. So there's a reason why we're friends, people.
I got there first.
As you do with most good jokes. No. I wandered into Yonder one night last summer wanting a whiskey. And Eric was behind the bar, and we got to talking, and he offered me a job right then and there. And I thought, who is this crazy guy? And then I went home and thought about it, and I thought, wow, that bar's cool. These people seem awesome, Eric and Lana. I'm going to go by there, and I'm going to see if I can work there. The rest is history.
Or her story, if you will.
Her story.
Yes, that's because I am sensitive. By the way, you know what I would tell all the feminists, you know, that are coming up these days, the new wave feminists? You know what I would tell them, Alexis?
What? I'm dying to know.
Nothing. I would listen.
You are a sensitive man.
These mics don't drop. Don't drop them on the ground, because that's where all the bird seed here is on the ground with all the sparrows eating them as we sit outside Lloyd's Pharmacy. Lloyd's Pharmacy, the oldest pharmacy in North Carolina. Please stop by and get your picture taken in front of the sign with all of the birdseed beneath it.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I see sparrows eating the birdseed, but I don't see a single pigeon. Have you ever seen a pigeon here?
No, that's because in 1842, the Hillsborough Town Council outlawed them, that town council, which oddly enough was still headed by Mayor Tom Stevens.
Nary a pigeon you will see in this town.
No, that is part of the Hillsborough.
That's part of our charm. That's part of our charm.
Also, speaking of town happenings, you know, the big thing everybody is talking about now is talking about changing the name of Slave Owner Road. They want to find a new name. What would you rename Slave Owner Road to?
Slave Owner Road, I think. I don't know.
Some of the big proponents have been wanting to call it Rainbow Road. Rainbow Road from Slave Owner Road. Some people don't think that that will be appropriate enough. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
Rainbow Road.
Stop by the bench and tell us, should they change the name from Slave Owner Road to something different?
I think we should call it Rainbow Connection, after one of my very favorite songs by Kermit the Frog.
I think they should name the road after you. Anyway, hey, it's a holiday, so what are you planning to do for your holiday?
For my holiday, which is a Monday, I am probably going to go for a nice long walk with my dog, and I like to take him to the Okanichi Mountain. If you have never been there, y'all should go out. Although on a holiday, it kind of gets crowded, and I like the mountain to myself, so I might go to the Brumley Nature Preserve, which is a beautiful trail, and then I'll probably just get, you know, super drunk and fall down. What about you, Eric?
I myself am not leaving this bench. It's comfortable here. Hey, Lindsley, how you doing? Yep. Lindsley and Sean just walked by. They are pretending like they don't see us.
Quote unquote, best looking couple in Hillsborough.
I take offense to that. But I'm probably going to stay right here on this bench. If someone can bring me a hot dog, that would be great.
Ooh, and speaking of hot dogs, I read in the Orange County News, the local paper, is that what it's called? I can't remember.
The News of Orange.
No, News of Orange, right. There is a new hot dog cart in front of Dual Supply. Have you seen the hot dog cart? I have not seen it yet.
Well, I've seen it. It's there during the day.
Right. And we're not out during the day.
Oh, God, no.
By the way, it's 3 a.m. So if you want to come visit us, you're going to have to get out of bed. All y'all are naked. So put clothes on.
It's 1 p.m. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I have sunglasses on. God, I've lost all track of time.
So we have some Ask Alexis we're going to be getting at here shortly. I know that's what y'all have been waiting for. So if you have questions for Alexis, come on up to the bar, yonder bar down here on Hillsborough, right next to the bench, and stick your question in our pickle jar. Just stick it right in there, and we're gonna answer your questions live on the radio, and we'll come back here in just a second and do that very thing for you here. Right, friend?
Yes. We'll be back with some advice questions very shortly. See you then.
Stick around.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
welcome back to Howdy Hillsborough on 97.9 The Hill. I'm one of your hosts, Alexis Bravos, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Pruitt. We are both bartenders at Yonder in lovely Hillsborough, and we are here to answer your advice questions.
Burning questions.
Burning advice questions. So let's get right to it. Dear Alexis, what are important components to a truly loving relationship? what is the perfect recipe? I sort of hate that, thinking about the ingredients that go into a perfect relationship. That just makes me want to, like, dig a hole and put myself in it. Anyway, back to the advice. I think, to be frank, honesty, trust, making each other laugh, constant lovemaking, that's it. What do you think?
Marry a heavier sleeper than you are. Like, get you a heavier sleeper. You can eat what you want, drink what you want, go wherever you want, you know, just as long as they're, you know,
yeah,
they're sound asleep.
Literally everyone is a heavier sleeper than I am.
There you go. You should be happy.
Like, what a pin drops about on the next block and I will wake up. So, yeah. All right. Moving on. Dear Alexis, I have a crush on this kid, but he has a rat tail. Should I go for it?
Does go for it mean cut off the rat tail?
I have to say, I have like a really sentimental fondness for rat tails because my brother had one growing up and it got really long. And I have a great picture of him from the third grade with this just enormous rat tail. But that was like, you know, a nice friendly feeling for my brother. I wouldn't actually date someone with a rat tail. So I think you should just sneak in when he's not looking and cut it off and then ask him out on a date.
You know, sentimental fondness for me has always been crimped hair. Like, the 80s were super hot for me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I loved crimped hair and, like, the colorful eyeshadow. Like
side ponytail.
Hang on. There goes Wyatt and Jesse. What's up, y'all? And they're pretending like they don't see us. Anyway.
Jesse.
Hey, what's up?
That's how I greet Jesse.
They are ignoring us. So anyway, yeah, what I would advise you is if you got the hots for a guy with a rat tail or some other thing you don't like, is just, like, get in with him anyway. Because you should go into every relationship wanting to change the things that are wrong with them.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so get in there, get with them, and then just kind of like slowly and surely like do little things to change them.
Yeah, like nagging is really good.
Be shrill.
Yeah.
The shriller, the better.
Dear Alexis, I am a 31-year-old female who moved to Hillsboro with my wife during the pandemic. Now that we are venturing out more, how do we meet folks in town? Well, good question. I think y'all should come to Yonder Bar. It is a awesome, comfortable, safe place to meet friends. We've got great music, good drinks. Eric and I are there. What more could you want?
I got you.
Yeah. But also, it's not just bars. There are tons of good restaurants here. There are always like town events going on. There's the Last Friday art walk, so there's like tons of people out, people chatting to each other, going to look at art, doing weird hippie dances in the park. You know, people are wearing fairy wings and giant hats. I don't know what they're doing, but it's a great place to meet people. What would you say, Eric?
I mean, like, I'm with you. There was a whole bunch of people out last night, and I was just like, where did y'all meet? And they're like, we met here, and here was Yonder. They're like, yeah, so-and-so just came up and started talking to him. He's just like Christina. She's like a little pollinating bee. You know, she comes over and talks to this person and talks to this person, and all of a sudden they're all friends with each other. So, yeah, I mean, there's that for sure. But, yeah, I would say, you know, find the things that you're interested in and then go do them and then, you know, talk to the people that are interested in those things as well.
Yeah. Or come talk to us on the bench. We're usually here when we're not working.
Yeah. We'll introduce you to somebody.
Exactly. All right. Dear Alexis. Well, this isn't advice either, but it's just so cute. Dear Alexis, why is Alexis, that's me, able to be nice and direct so gracefully? Well, I wouldn't necessarily call my personality graceful.
Or nice.
But, or nice. I feel like maybe this person saw me diffuse a situation and be direct with a guest without being rude. And I will say, it's not always easy. But the ruder someone gets to me, the nicer I become. So don't take that as a challenge, though.
Oh, I got nothing.
You have anything nice to say about me?
No.
Moving on. Dear Alexis, here's a good one. My partner is interested in quote unquote role play, specifically quote unquote animal. I'm uncomfortable. Signed, Animal Lover. I feel like I need a few more answers, like specifically what kinds of animals? Are we talking like you're going to dress up like a couple of rats or like cute fuzzy bears?
Squirrels.
Or definitely squirrels.
Yeah, I see squirrels. Like, I mean, there's nothing that gets you like kind of revved up more than squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got personal experience with like squirrel lovemaking.
Oh my God. Yes. I don't know if that's something I can talk about on the radio, but you know, I've talked about it at the bar. But yeah, I walked in on my backyard into a for real squirrel orgy in my backyard. Three couples that were going at it in the same like small area. One that had just run away. And when they saw me, they ran up a tree, but without removing themselves from the inside of the other squirrel. So it was like this three two-backed squirrels running up a tree. I was traumatized. So I don't know. Like, I can see why you would be uncomfortable with that kind of role play, because if that's what's going on, like, squirrels do it weird.
Well, also, like...
Should we edit that? Should we? No. Go for it. Whatever.
Let's keep going. Let's just carry on. Persevere. I want to know if you're both animals or if one of you is the animal and one of you is still a person.
Ooh, that's hot.
Because that, personally, that would be concerning to me as both roles, you know?
Yeah, and is it like Chuck E. Cheese? Like, is he Chuck E. Cheese and you're the person? Because my sister used to have a thing for that.
What kind of animal is Chuck E. Cheese?
It's a rat. Like somebody at the kids' pizza restaurant was like, "Hey man, what if a rat sings music to you while you're eating your pizza?" And then they were like, "This thing made $1 billion." You know,
I mean, I went to some epic birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese, like the pit of plastic balls.
Yeah, that was ground zero for COVID.
I know. Like, you think about it,
that came from a Wuhan lab.
There's no way anyone's ever cleaning them.
No, those balls are dirty, man.
All right. Moving on.
I'd say if your mascot to your restaurant is a singing rat. Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
You figured out life.
Worked in Ratatouille.
Dear Alexis, what is a good first line to the song I'm writing? It's called "Here's to Old Friends and You," signed Brandy Rambles. And we all know Brandy Rambles as the lovely Catherine Whelan's country band. All right. Well, it's Eric, you're the writer here. What's a good first line to the song?
The song is called "Here's to Old Friends and You."
Here's to old friends and comma you.
Why isn't that the first line?
Maybe it should be.
Yeah, like why don't you just do that?
Here's to old friends and you.
Yeah, oh, this is I'm pouring Drano in a glass. How about that? I'm pouring liquid Drano into a glass. If that's the first line, and then the refrain, the chorus, if you will, is "Here's to old friends and you," has a whole new meaning.
Are you going to pour out the Drano for your homies, or are you going to offer it to your friend?
I say it's your old friend for a reason, man. It's like, here, drink up, buddy. Yeah, how about that, Catherine?
I'm going to make you into an old friend.
I'm pouring liquid Drano into a glass.
All right,
royalties on that.
That's a great suggestion.
Here's to old friends.
That's going to be a hit song. We wrote a hit song. All right.
Speaking of hit songs, why don't you listen to one real quick as we take off? We go listen to our sponsors. Speak up for us here on 97.9 The Hill. Well, these sponsors are going to be dropping us, by the way.
the end of our show.
But y'all stick around, because we're going to come back. We're going to ask a couple more questions, including the burning questions that you all have written in and asked us. Who the hell do you think you are? See you in a second. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, 97.9 The Hill. I am Eric Pruitt. I'm talking to you from this bench outside of Lord's Pharmacy. Lord's Pharmacy still serving up polio vaccine, in case you have not been vaccinated for polio. And we're here with Alexis Bravos, the massage therapist. We're asking questions and saying hello to people that are pretending like they don't know us here on this bench on this lovely holiday weekend. Hey, speaking of Independence Day, guess who else has been freed recently?
Who, Eric?
John Hinckley Jr. He's out.
That's shocking.
He's out. He's apparently he is a musician now, and he just posted on Twitter a couple of weeks ago that he is upset that music venues that have booked him are caving because of quote-unquote backlash. Backlash. So if John Hinckley Jr. were booked in some music venue here in town, would you go?
Would I go?
Yeah. Would you go?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Just see. I mean, as long as we pat everyone down at the door.
John Hinckley Jr. has got a new album coming out. Check it out if you feel so inclined.
It's called I Shot the Sheriff. Oh, wait.
No.
Someone already did that.
No. Too soon. Too soon. Could you get a duet with Squeaky Fromm? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And what other people want to know is according to our fan mail that we've gotten here. Dear Alexis and Eric, who the hell do you think you are?
Good one.
Alexis, who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I'm just a lady trying to get by in this modern world, you know? Just one day at a time. I'm just constantly drunk.
She drinks gin, ladies and gentlemen, so if you want to buy her a drink, it's gin.
Any kind of gin, really. But I do like the Botanist. Can we get the Botanist for our bar?
We don't have the Botanist?
No. I want the Botanist.
Sure. Sure. Whatever you want.
All right.
Whatever you want.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I don't think I am anybody, man. I'm just, you know, I'm just a guy that's here to serve all of your needs out there. So come tell me what you need at Yonder, which is right next to Lloyd's Pharmacy.
Yeah, where we are right now. We're just a couple of extraordinarily good-looking people sitting on this bench.
Speak for yourself. Hey, you got any more questions in that pickle jar that you're holding?
I've got a few. I'm always holding this pickle jar, by the way. Dear Alexis, I've got, this is the third question that is sort of like this that I've gotten recently. Alexis, what is the best way to meet single guys in their 40s, in parentheses, who don't suck?
You want one that sucks, right?
Well,
sucks. And
In theory. Well, I'm going to give my standard answer, which is to come to Yonder. Now, I will say that a single guy in their 40s is kind of a unicorn around these parts. It's usually skewing a little bit older. So
relax your standards, too, because yeah. You want a guy in your 40s. He may not be necessarily, how you say, single. You have to be a woman who is into married dudes and knows how to keep a secret.
Right.
In that case, there may be plenty for you.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Come on into Yonder. I would say if you're serious about it, you know, I don't know, go to a dog park. Isn't that how people meet on romantic comedies?
Yeah. That or like a, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like if you fall down in front of a car and like a guy saves you.
That could go wrong. But yeah, do that too.
So stand in traffic.
Or if you're at a record store and you both reach for the same record at the same time. How about that one?
And Hillsborough has an excellent record store over there, Volume.
Volume?
On Churton Street. They've got records and beer and wine, I believe. I haven't been there in ages, but that is a very cool spot to visit.
Or maybe you are at an antiquated pharmacy and you're both reaching for the same big can of Big Red
or 25-year-old gum. Yeah. They don't have any sugarless gum. Plenty of sugar gum, though.
Well, I'm sure the sugar is gone from those things. Hey, we got just a couple more minutes. Do you have one we can answer?
Yeah, here's one. Dear Alexis, I'm going to have to share an office with my boss next year. Tight space. I like to play Wordle and Waffle. How will this work? Well, I'm guessing that your boss probably likes to play Wordle and Waffle, too. And I feel like, I mean, this is just my supposition. I don't know for sure because I've never worked in an office. But I feel like people who work in an office an eight-hour day only work like 1 hour out of that day. The rest of the time is like going to the bathroom, eating snacks, playing on your computer, texting, looking at your Instagram.
All of which you could do in the bathroom.
Yeah. So just go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And be sure not to give him the answer to the Wordle, because that's really annoying when people do that.
Yeah, I would never do that.
By the way, today it was Brink. Brink.
By the way, I never know the answer, so don't worry, I won't tell you.
If you want to know the answers, you need to come in to Yonder and stick your question into the pickle jar so that it can be read right here. Well, we won't be right here. We're going to go somewhere else besides this
we're
bench.
We're going to leave this bench.
Yeah. Where are we going to be talking to you from next Sunday? There's literally only one way to find out.
Only one way.
Tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Howdy Hillsboro. You want to know who the hell we are and where the hell we get off? Stop in by Yonder. Ask us yourself. We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are going to be friends. I can tell that we are going to be friends. I can tell that we are going to be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to sleep.